1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J podcast. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl Ebby J. It's your girl Ebby J.
What's going on, guys? It's been one crazy day. Little disclosure, I am the mother of a toddler. So you may hear her occasionally on the podcast. So just say, aw, when you hear her voice. Because, listen, if I wait for Ari to go to bed at night, I promise y'all won't get any podcasts. I'll have all the content in my head and no content. So with that being said, let's talk about today. So today was a pretty good day, at least I thought it was, but I'm not going to claim that it wasn't a good day. It just seems like as soon as things like settle down, something else comes back up and it's always something for you to deal with. And that's actually a part of growth. And my friend definitely had to remind me today. Sorry, guys, I'm being choked right now by Tyler, who's jumping on my back. But I had to be reminded today that is part of your growth. And that's part of what happens when you ask God to elevate you and you really mean it and you really want to grow. There is absolutely nothing easy about growth. There is nothing easy about doing the things that you're used to doing, reacting the ways that you're used to reacting, thinking the way that you're typically and normally thinking. It takes a lot of undoing of behavior. But if you're making the adjustments to be better and it's not hurting you or harming you, but at the end of the day, it's to make you better, then you're pretty much going to experience these things in life. And we pretty much, when you're ready for that growth, you just have to accept it for what it is and keep it moving. So as you know, we always talk about it. Not really always talk about it, but you know my transition from relationship, right? So now let's talk about other life transitions that, you know, I'm going through personally. And I'm sure that some of you can relate. Some of those life transitions are, you know, reevaluating your entrepreneurial goals, your career goals, any type of goals that you're looking for. And to me, I don't know about you, but it seems like the closer you get to where you're going next, things get really, really, really complicated. When I go to work, I mind my business. I keep quiet. I attend the meetings. I do my work, and I mind my business. But you know what? Sometimes doing just doing that alone is not good enough for your growth. Meaning, like, there's always something else that comes up. And that's really part of it, right? Because it seems like as soon as you get one thing settled, something else comes up. Kind of like bill payoff. Like, oh my God, I'm going to pay off all my credit card bills. And you have one bill down and you have like four more to go. But then a old medical bill or an old like furniture bill or something pops up out of nowhere. And it totally throws you off course. What do we do? What do I do when I'm thrown off course? I'm not going to lie. I get a little flustered and a little frustrated. I want to give up. I want to walk away. But just like dealing with those situations in life, in relationships, whatever type of relationship you're in, you can't just get up and walk away when things get tough and things get hard. Because those are the same things that are going to help you grow. And that's what I constantly have to tell myself. Like, girl, you can't just get up and just walk away. Just 1, 2, 3, I'm out. No, you have to be resilient. You have to tough it out. You have to fight the good fight. Because at the end of the day, it's going to help me become better. And I literally have a toddler climbing on my back like I'm a pole or something. Can you stay still, please? Say hello. Say, how are you, everyone?
Hi,
what's your name?
Ari.
How old are you, Ari?
I'm 2.
Very good. You're 2. She's not saying she's 3 today because typically Ari says that she's 3 because all of her classmates are now 3 and she will be the last one turning 3. She's always like, I'm 3. I'm like, no, you're not. Anyway, So with that being said, get down, Ari. With that being said, so today everything was smooth sailing, and then I got an email that kind of threw me for a loop. I talked to some very close people of that are in my circle. They really helped me get through it and understand the bigger picture. Then when I got home, I started having dinner with my little girl, and I looked at her and I said, baby girl, everything that I'm going through, all of my growth is for you. You are my inspiration. If it was just me, I'll throw my hands up and walk away. But because it's you and it's for my personal growth and it's just going to make me better, make our lives better, I deal with it. I suck it up. I pray about it and ask God to give me the strength to get through it and then continue to move forward. Every day is not going to be an easy day. Every day is not going to be a day that I'm going to win, meaning like I'm going to get it right. But I promise you guys, in my heart, I want to pass all the tests that God has for me. And that's really what it's about, passing all those tests.
Thanks so much for joining me today on today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media. Find me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, J-A-Y, or on Facebook at The Ebby J Show. Be sure to holler and say, hey, Ebby girl, I hear your podcast. Do your thing, girl. Remember, until the next time, feel your beauty and own.